Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from Flowery Branch. You have questions, we hope to get answers. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out, trying to figure out how we get right, Mike. And today, as we get this show started, our offensive coordinator, and this is not out of the norm, by the way, the coordinators speak periodically pretty much every other week or so. Today it was Zach Robinson. Now we're going to have Coach Raheem join us here in the 3 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. But apparently, my partner, Mike Bell, was questioning our offensive coordinator relentlessly today while other members of the media were recognizing game.
Well, let's just say that D-Led thought I was Mike Wallace for a second. I don't think that's the case. No, I just figured. Yes. Well, I mean, he is the offensive coordinator and the passing game coordinator. Remember, it's not just wide receiver. The title on the business card for Ike Hilliard was also passing game coordinator. So I asked the coach, Zach Robinson, I said, you know, was there a disconnect, a perceived disconnect on the offensive side of the building? And he said, quote, love Ike. He did a great job for us. We just felt like it was the best move for the offense and the team moving forward. Obviously, he said, you know, Coach Ross spoke to it. We can ask Coach Ross more about that. But it didn't really give me the answer I was. Pistol's not going anywhere. Michael Penix Jr. also said, Carl, before Zach was in there, he loves the pistol. He's comfortable in it. Streamlining the offense, not really that. They just got to execute. They got to do the work. One thing I did get from Zach, and he said that when I was asking Mark Ramondi from ESPN, asked about how healthy the receivers are. Is that part of the reason why they're not doing their job? And he said that, you know, technically that Darnell Mooney is still kind of in a ramp-up period because he didn't get to do all the camp. So that maybe, you know, read into that what you may.
Yeah, Coach talked about that Monday, and he said that is part of the problem. And I do agree with him. Look, we said this. Like, you just don't – these camps matter, man. You just don't not participate and then all of a sudden go play a game and expect to be playing at a high level. Timing, all the stuff that goes into running these routes and execution. Raheem talking about the firing of ex-wide receiver coach Ike Hilliard. And Mike and I will ask him this to try to get more clarification on it. But he said, I wanted a different direction. This is a quote today. I wanted to have things handled the right way. I wanted to be able to go into that room and present to those guys the right way. What's the right way? What am I? I'm not sure what that is.
Right.
What's the right way? What is exactly he talking about? And he says they, talking about the wide receivers, they have high expectations. They have high goals. We've got wideouts without a touchdown right now. And he says they're craving the ball. And it's not just Mike. It's not just them. He says there's enough blame to go around. But obviously, you've got to make moves like that. It feels like, you know, we're in the right direction mm-hmm. with the things that we need to do. So just a little bit more clarification. But listen, for Zach Robinson, I think today to say that he doesn't feel like this offense is predictable, I think he's wrong. And this is something that people around the league are talking about.
Right.
Because, again, formations, simple football, dictate what I want to do. I got two tight ends in, Mike. I'm usually running the ball. We're trying to power the ball, right? I bring in another offensive lineman, usually running to that side. You shift for a certain reason because we want to run to that side, whether it's right or left. A lot of the things that we're doing are being or looked upon as very predictable. And he said today, I don't think our opponents are showing us that. I don't think, you know, that that's the case. Either way, this is, to be quite honest, guys, not only a big week for this football team, but it's a big week for our offensive coordinator. Because if things don't look better Sunday and we are still stagnant, we don't score in the red zone, Mike, this offense is not producing. What are we saying next week? As we head into the bye week, what are we talking about? And then you have basically 2 weeks of conversation about how to fix this and is he the right guy? I don't think Zach wants to be there. I don't think that's where this team wants to be. You win the game, you score points, we're having a different conversation. This is a huge week for Zach Robinson.
Look, Michael Penix Jr. has got to see his open receivers. He's got to hit them. And, you know, the speaker and the helmet thing, I mean, what is this?
Frustrating.
I was joking around with D-Led today. I said, man, I coach Pop Warner in Miami Lakes. We use Fisher-Price headsets, the wireless monitors.
Speaking you know spell. What I mean? C-D. You know what I mean?
And I get it. But, I mean, look, that's – it just, for some reason, combined with, you know, perhaps the verbiage and trying to get – so, you know, as Dave Archer kind of explained to us yesterday, here's Michael Penix Jr. You know, in his sixth start, trying to get set, and you know he's just barely got time to diagnose what he's looking at. The receivers have got to run their routes. You know that they've got to be crisp. The execution has not been there. That's why Hilliard got fired.
That's right.
Now, did somebody from upper above Raheem Morris say that some head's got to roll? I don't know. You know, there's been some folks feel that that's how this organization runs.
Well, you think Arthur said who's the guy?
Who's to blame? You know, I want somebody's took us in a briefcase.
Right.
I don't know if that's the case. It does happen like that in other organizations in pro sports. Not saying that happened here. That's the case. Either way, Hilliard's a sacrificial lamb. And if that's a wake-up call, because Michael Penix Jr. said he loved Ike, said he had a great rapport with him, really helped him last year and this year. So he gone, and now these receivers have got to the job. And Michael Penix took ownership, said he's got to be better. He's got to see these guys. He's got to hit them.
404-726-0929. We are live at Flowery Branch, guys, bringing you the latest on our Falcons. Critical week, yeah, it's early, but it is. And it's funny because today on our pre-show, we invite you guys to check it out around 11, 11:15-ish or so, whether it's Twitch, Twitter, Twitter Live, that is, and obviously YouTube. We were talking today, and O said something very interesting as we throw things around and talk, kind of give you a behind-the-scenes look at a show. He said, this team has given me no confidence to believe that things are going to change. And that is a struggle that this team goes into Sunday with. It's not that you don't want them to win. It's not that we're not pulling for them. It's not that Mike and I aren't going to be there. But the fact is, they haven't given us a whole lot of confidence to believe, like, hey, this thing's going to look completely different. And it might. I think, and I said this to Mike, and it's Wednesday. Many of you are going to call me crazy. I think this team responds. I think they play a lot better. Now, is it good enough to win? We're going to see. Because what I'm discounting or what I'm not including here is, Mike, are there going to be special teams gaffes? Are we going to miss field goals? Are guys going to run into each other on a punt return or a kickoff return and cause their own fumble? Like, those self-inflicted wounds can't happen if you're going to win, even if the offense plays better, even if Penix plays better.
Right. So, look, you got humiliated, you know, Sunday up in Charlotte. We know it. They know it. How do you get things cooking today? The new playbook's in, you know, the new game plan, I should say, is in. So hopefully these guys, you know, you got athletes that were capable of being three games up in this division last year, right? The core group is pretty much here with a better, we think, a better young piece of pieces on defense. So let's go. I mean, let's figure this thing out because, guys, there is a sense of urgency. It'll be 8 years not making the playoffs in a very super competitive NFC. We're already looking up at the Bucks. You've already fired one assistant coach. Coach Raheem Morris might find himself getting fired. And regardless if Zach Robinson wants to be in the NFL or he wants to take the Oklahoma State job, he's got to do a better job for his resume. So there's pressure on everything. There's always pressure. But now to be 1-3 going to the bye and facing the Buffalo Bills on Monday night, giddy up.
Yeah. And a lot of this stems from how the season ended.
Correct. Right? Correct.
That's where this stems from. It's how we ended. And then you're going to start like this? Like the buildup to the offseason was, man, we got to fix our team. Let's get the right guys in the draft. Right. Allegedly we have. Then you start like this? That's not the look of a guy and a head coaching or a staff or head coach, for that matter, that has this team moving in the right direction. Want to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. We will talk to Roz, as we said, player segment coming up as well as we're up here at Flowery today. Concerns, Mike, about Jaden Daniels. Didn't we get some information on Jaden Daniels and his condition? Is he limited today at practice?
Because today, again, you will get the official, you know, reports today now. if he can't go and they're without Terry McLaurin, I mean, and it's Marcus Mariota. Now, look, Mariota is certainly capable of moving around in the pocket, buying time, can't deliver with the degree of accuracy that Baker Mayfield does. But I would certainly, I think, like our chance if I told you. But again, this gets us back to like Joshua Dobbs a couple years ago.
Correct.
Who'd have thought that would have happened? So this defense, with its athleticism and the things we've added, I'd like to think they can contain Marcus Mariota. But that doesn't matter if we're not doing anything on the other side of the football.
Yeah, by the way, Big O, who was that quarterback that came in here and I said he wasn't going to beat us?
That was the rookie from BYU, right?
What was his name? Hall? Yeah, that's right.
Jaren Hall.
Jaren freaking Hall.
You, Carl, said Jaren Hall's not going to beat us, and he was right.
Yeah, man.
It was Joshua Dobbs that did it.
Because he was a bum, and then we put him out of the game. We get it. We hurt this guy.
You got a guy who's been there 72 hours, basically, and Joshua Dobbs.
And Dobbs is like, Dobbs, we need you. He didn't even know where his helmet was. He's like, you need me? Okay. Coach, what's the call? Run. Just run a play. I mean, it was unbelievable.
And by the way, Joshua Dobbs is one of the great stories in the NFL because he's made his pension, so he's set now, and he's a good kid. We've interviewed him before, but that happened.
That happened.
Because a testament to just how lost at times this defense has been over the years and why it was addressed last year and then this year. But, if Marcus Mariota coming back here and beating us, bad enough we lost Arthur Smith last year.
No doubt. And listen, he reveled in that. I mean, like, you know, he didn't speak to the media, but don't think for a second that Arthur Smith didn't revel in the fact that, right? I don't need that to happen.
That's a convenient narrative.
It was, Art. 404-726-0929. Mariota, I'm not going to tell you. By the way, they ran for 200 yards. First of all, let's put that out there. If they run for 200 yards against us on Sunday, we're in trouble. Okay.
Right.
So I don't care if it's Mariota, Mike Bell, Day-Day Lewis. I don't care who the quarterback is. They run for 200 yards, we're in trouble. That's what they did last week. And to be quite honest, they didn't even really play in the fourth quarter. Okay.
No.
The game was a blowout. So I'm not going to sit here as frustrated as we were. And even though he quit on us, and we know he quit on us because he was frustrated with the move at quarterback and moving on from him. We know how that played out. I am not going to sit here and tell you this dude's not going to come in here and play well. Guys, he's very comfortable with Cliff Kingsbury, and I talked about this Monday, Mike.
Right.
Kingsbury's basically said, what do you need me to do to make this offense, this offense better? That offense is tailored for a guy like Marcus Mariota. So he's going to succeed in that offense. How much is he going to succeed? That's going to be left up to our defense. All right, man. We got a lot more to get to. Mike questioning our offensive coordinator. More on this coming up.
Two questions.
That's not what I heard. I heard you were, answer me!
I didn't do that. That's not
now you answer me! That's what I heard. All right, coming up.
You answer me!
Daily downloads on the way. We got more Falcons info to get to you as well. By the way, injury update. AJ Terrell will fill you in on all this stuff along the way because we're wondering if we're going to be full strength for Sunday. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Injuries are part of Sunday's matchup between the Commanders and the Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flowery Branch inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Raheem Morris is going to join us. Coming up here in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Coach. And I know many of you, we got some questions today on our pre-show about, hey, make sure you guys tell Coach. And as we were talking to our listeners, you know, online, on social media, Mike, we will ask the things that you want to know. I don't know if he's going to answer them, okay? But we will ask those things. And the other thing is, Mike and I, we are not going to cuss Coach out, okay? I know many of you want us to do that. See, we're not doing that.
Over the years, to Jim Mora Jr. and Dan Quinn, yeah, sometimes it gets testy. You know, I mean, that's one thing I always love about Smitty. Smitty was one of those guys. And look, and every once in a while, especially after tough losses like the Commanders last year, we had different opinions on stuff. But, guys, we got to be here every week. Can't go like, Coach, really, bunch of BS out there. You guys look a bunch of idiots. No, you can't do that. You can't. Yeah, that's not how it works. You know, we'd be respectful.
We're not going to do that, Pat Bev.
You know, now, again, I will say this. Now, you can go around the country and listen online to other shows in other markets where it is a giant.
It is. No, it is.
Matter of fact, some people have a baseball team in this town. But anyway, I digress. But yes, we keep it real, but you got to be respectful. But I know the frustration is at a boiling point right now with Falcon fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Pat, we're not doing that. We are not going to do that, okay?
Can't go Bobby Hebert talking to Les Miles either, because then you don't get to go to the press conference.
But I will say this, this is how it was at the end of DQ. It didn't get this way with Arthur Smith because we actually thought he was going to get another year.
Right. We were kind of surprised.
But I'll tell you, like, the end of DQ, it was testy because it fell apart. Like, it was terrible. I mean, we're 0-5. It's like he didn't want to come in here and talk to us, and we're like, come on, man. Like, what the hell is going on? My point is, if we are in week 14, guys, and this thing is, God forbid, in a bad spot, we definitely will be in that place where you have to put it on the line. But in week 3, and this is what I said on social media today as we were talking, guys, this season could easily turn in a heartbeat. And all of a sudden now, what if we run off 3 in a row? And I know it seems very hard right now to even imagine that based on the performance you got last week. But this is the NFL. And I hate to tell you this, but there's not that much of a difference in talent when you start throwing guys out there and the difference between why teams win and they don't. So if we turn it around and all of a sudden you're like, man, Dukes and Bell, man, y'all went in on coaching week 3, it's not going to be the same. Let's see how this goes. Let's see how this plays out. It's either going to go one or two ways, Mike. And if it goes the bad way,
right,
we're here, and we will definitely be all over that.
Now, again, we were talking off the air. You know, Buffalo, that's a tough game. I mean, like, they didn't even have their fastball, and they were able to beat the Dolphins the other night. San Francisco, Carl and I were just talking. Carl brought up 3-0 with injuries up the yin-yang.
Yeah.
What'd you say, 7 starters are out?
Yeah, man. I mean, and not scrubs.
And that's
these are all pro guys.
And look, I know that Shanahan can't get over the top in the Super Bowl, but I think we all know what he's built over there with John Lynch and the way they're able to do whatever they want, no matter what the injuries are on the offensive side. And that's a road trip too. That's going west. Miami, New England, again, games that we all mentally said win. Not now.
We thought we were eating during that period of the schedule.
You know, the offensive coordinator Zach Robinson today with the media called what happened. Great question, Josh Kendall, Coach. What happened Sunday? And basically said it's a comedy of errors. Okay, well, that's...
Is that how you would describe it?
At times. I mean, the speaker in the helmet doesn't work. You can't get the... So, Michael... So, whatever the verbiage is, we could joke around about John Gruden. Spider... Asparagus.
It goes out.
Delta cross... And so now, so he's up there. He has no idea what the play is. You know, you got guys that are not running their proper routes. You know, we talked about it. Arch brought up, you know, spacing of the receivers. You know, that's the thing. Schematically, you're not even right before the play begins, which shockingly, then the play doesn't work.
That's right.
Then you throw on top of that, whether it was born in frustration, Michael Penix, you just starts throwing off his back foot. Like, ah, oh, crap, check down. And he's so late with his check down that Bijan and Pitts nearly get killed. So it just, that's that, all that happened. The special teams were an unmitigated disaster, right? That's, we've had special teams awful two of the three weeks to start the season.
2 weeks.
Field goal kicker can't make a kick. I mean, that is a comedy of errors. Not a funny one, but it's, I mean, I'm not as, just like people get upset about Rod dapping up a guy after the game, I'll give Zach that because it kind of, that's what it was.
It was. And that's why I don't either. I'm not going to obsess about his verbiage and how he describes what happened. Guys, and sometimes those guys in the booth, and you don't see it, they're just putting their hands over their head and like, what the hell is going on? They're feeling the same way you are. Mm-hmm. You let's not think that these guys are not just sitting up there and you know, toying and playing, you know, tic-tac-toe. They're up there. They're trying to call games. They want to win. They're just like us. They're putting their hands in their head. And, oh, my God, what is going on? So it was a comedy errors. But how does he fix it? And that's the question. You can't tell me it's a comedy errors. I can accept that for last week.
Right.
It can't be a comedy errors this week.
But this goes back to, you know, what if you – everybody does – first thing, everyone's got to execute. It's the NFL. You know, coach did say, we're going up to Charlotte. He goes, yeah, we know those backups, are they're going to be fighting for a job too. Same backups on the offensive line beat us now twice in a row.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we're doing like the, you know, our blocking scheme, does that fit the pistol schematically? Because, you know, you saw Dan Orlovsky, Day-Day brought this, Damian, our producer, brought this up yesterday. There's like 5-6 minutes on the pistol. He doesn't think it's a good fit for our offense. Michael Penix Jr. says he loves the pistol. Zach Robinson says, look, whether you're in quarterbacks under center or you're in the pistol, the running back is in the same position. So it doesn't, it's, in his mind, it doesn't matter. But other people feel differently about it. And if you're using Bijan the way we're using him, are you making it harder for him to hit those? I don't know, those holes. It just looks to me like we saw something work the first play of the third play of the first game of the season, and we made it look easy. Mm-hmm. And then everything else has looked like literally, like we're like, I mean,
struggle,
blood from a stone
to
get something going with this offense.
It is 404-726-0929 live at Flowery, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Coming up, our conversation with B-Mac, Brian McFadden. Had to move B-Mac up because he's traveling to Ireland. We get our first overseas game, Steelers over in Dublin. So we'll talk to him about that. He's going over for the game and get his thoughts on all things NFL coming up here in about 10 minutes. As far as the Falcons injuries, Mike, real quick, let's run down. Do you think A.J. Terrell plays Sunday? What's the situation?
Not out there today as far as we're hearing from our media friends, because we're inside a room with no windows. But apparently, A.J. Terrell at least has not been seen out there today. I thought you and I just, again, we're not orthopedists or physios. We were of the opinion it looked like a pretty serious hamstring. So maybe they try to nurse it, get him to the bye week, and then he'll be ready for week 5 or week 6 against Buffalo.
Yeah, after the bye week. Terry McLaurin, by the way, is seeking a second opinion on his injury.
Okay.
Don't know if that means he gets what he wants and plays, but he hasn't practiced either. And then we mentioned Jayden Daniels was at practice but limited. No word. Listen, Washington's going to play this close to the vest like we did last week with a couple of guys. Whether or not they'll play on Sunday, I just think you got to prepare for both. And we'll let you hear what Raheem said about whoever's playing quarterback. We got to be ready. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Let's get to the Daily Download. Y'all can stop with texting me. I know the Braves have won a lot of games recently. Okay, I understand.
And we're excited about it, and good for them.
10 straight. And again, we have no answers for this. Mike said it. They're playing teams that are not vying for the playoffs. But give them credit. This is something we wanted back in, oh, I don't know, June, maybe May. It would have been nice. Either way, they win again. And Mike, Money Harris continues to rake. This made it 3-1 Braves last night.
10-game winning streak.
Michael Harris again out to right center. Again well struck. And again, it is out of here.
Look, Muddy Harris, we had talked about, he's batting 215 for September, but the two home runs you talked about, Carl, he's been sort of streaky. Remember we talked about the adjustments with the stance. Has it cooled down a little bit? Perhaps Chris Sale. We debated the logic of having Chris Sale out there. These guys are all pros. They want to compete.
They are.
And now, as I said, look, guys, the Braves have been on a really good tear. You're still 17 and a half games back in your division. You're not even in the mix for the wild card. So, I'm not trying to crap on success. Success at any level, a 10-game win streak is nothing to sneeze at. But we needed a 10-game win streak to start the season, not 0-7. You know, that kind of set the tone for where this thing went. And then, you know, when it was nut-cutting time by the All-Star break, when you could perhaps get your team, your general manager convinced to really go all in and be buyers, they couldn't get there and throw that switch. So the Braves, 6.5 out, by the way. And, again, they're going to wrap things up, and maybe they can – they're losing today. But wrap up with some positivity. Now I want to see them, okay, things that work, we can analyze what's the old line. Let's analyze what's working. Is Snicker coming back? Are you going to upgrade at shortstop? Are you going to be able to sign what you have here? Are you going to bring Ozzie back? Is Ozzie going to struggle coming off another wrist injury? I mean, is the bottom of the lineup going to produce? You'll get a healthy Profar for an entire season, presumably Acuna.
That's right.
But are you going to spend – and we still only have 3/5 of a starting rotation.
That's going to be the issue. We will see what happens. They're playing a day game today. But
so I guess that's – I mean, I'm excited for it, but I'm tempered by what – I really want to know what's going to happen in this offseason.
Because this doesn't feel like it's the team that we're going to get next year. There's too many questions looming. More on the Braves as we move towards the end of the season. Let's get to story number two. It is our Falcons, guys. We're live at Flyer Branch. Raheem talking about whoever plays quarterback for the Commanders. It could be Marcus Mariota. It could be Jaden Daniels. At this point, we do not know. Here's what Ross said.
Very similar players. You know, obviously, Jaden's very special with his ability and what he did last year. And obviously, we know Marcus was the number one pick, too, right? Number two. You know, number two pick also. So we know Marcus has. Marcus was in his building before. Got a lot of respect for Marcus and what he was able to do yesterday. And so they'll run their offense. It'll be very similar to what they do. You know, obviously one's younger, more dynamic, but one had that young, dynamic self about him as well. And you're talking about a guy that can go out and win football games for you.
Yeah. Look, they both present challenges. Obviously, Jaden Daniels is a beast. He's just different at this point, younger and more athletic. But you know, Marcus can still tote the rock, man, and that's part of this. He had, I think, 40 or so yards last week. We will talk more about this as the week goes on, but today, Jaden limited at practice. Meanwhile, as we're talking about things that are going on, Mike, what do you make of this Tom Brady thing? Tom Brady talking about this conflict of interest chatter, being part owner of the Raiders and being a broadcaster for Fox. Now he wrote something about this. I mean, like – okay, obviously it's bothering him that people are talking
about. Yeah, because he's getting heat. He's getting criticism. I mean, you're not really great at your job. You're solid, but you're not spectacular. And people look at the money you're getting paid saying, man, Tom Brady's going to reinvent color commentary. Not even close. You know, and you got Greg Olson, who basically is better and more likable and more interesting, and he's now the B team. So you throw in the Raider thing. Look, how much do you glean from these meetings that you would actually take intel and use it for somebody on your schedule? I don't know. It didn't really pass the eye test. A lot of OGs feel it's jive. And it's, you know, basically if I'm Fox, I would use it to get rid of him, but they won't.
He wrote this in his weekly newsletter.
You subscribe to that?
No, I do not. In an entry titled, Do Your Job.
Do you get a free TB12 hat with that?
Maybe a supplement or two. Yep. Brady wrote that only the paranoid and distrustful believe there's a conflict in his roles.
Okay.
All right, man.
All right, pal.
Coming up, B-Mac's going to join us, CBS NFL analyst. He's heading overseas. First international game for the NFL. We got a bunch of them, including our Falcons, heading over there. But what does he think about the Falcons' offense? Does he think it's a mess? And is it fixable? B-Mac joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Flowery Branch, guys, and it's great to hear from all of our wonderful listeners and guys hitting us up. Ladies talking to us about these Falcons. And, Mike, the opinions, man, they range so far today.
Right.
While Raheem was having his press conference, it's interesting to see the reactions from Falcon fans, you know, hearing him speak and talking to some of the issues that our team is dealing with. We're going to talk to B-Mac Bryant McFadden here coming up in just a sec and get his thoughts on this. But I only say that to say that the frustration is real. And I think people want answers immediately. Like, they can't play until Sunday, but we're so upset about what we saw last week that you want things to happen right now.
Right, and it's hard because every time we ask Brian McFadden about some dysfunction in our organization, he didn't have a lot of dysfunction in his career, Carl, because he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's true.
With the two Super Bowls.
It is, man. B-Mac, it's good to have you back on, analyst for CBS. Let's start here. Mike and I are at Flowery today. We certainly want to talk about your trip overseas and going to Dublin, because that's going to be cool.
Oh, man.
But what did you make of this performance last week? And B, I don't know if you've ever been a part of something like this in your professional career, but then how do you get right? How do you make this right?
I'll say this. I think watching NFL last weekend, the Atlanta Falcons getting shut out by Carolina was probably the second most disappointing or surprising loss behind Green Bay losing to Cleveland. And it's not just about Atlanta losing to Carolina. They got dominated. They didn't score 1 point. No one had that on their bingo card at all. No one. Especially if you look at how they played the week before and finding a way to win. You remember I came on with you guys last Friday. I said, you know, great teams get better after wins.
Right.
And you would have thought that win against Minnesota would have carried on in terms of momentum against a divisional four on the road against the Carolina Panthers. And they just totally dropped the ball. So that tells me they're nowhere close to being a team that I thought they could be currently as we see it today. Because Carolina's a team that's scrappy, but let's keep it real. They're not a playoff-caliber team, nowhere close to being a playoff-caliber team. And for them to dominate the Falcons in the manner in which they did, that was overly shocking and surprising. And hopefully that could initiate some type of fire and fury in Atlanta moving forward to get back on a good track.
We talked about, changes in an organization. Generally, it happens in the offseason. It's rare, Bryant, to see a coach get fired 3 weeks into the season. They move on from Ike Hilliard, who's been around the league, wide receiver coach, also part of the passing game coordinator. So what do you make of that? My first reaction was scapegoat. It seems to me like last year you had nearly 2,000-yard receivers. So what changed? Do you feel this is just kind of a shock to the system of the team?
I'm right there with you. When I heard that news, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Unless something was going on internally that none of us are privy to in terms of information. But and just from the eye test, I mean, the wide receivers are the problem. Have they been the problem? It didn't look like that to me. You know, so it's and it's a rare thing to have that type of coaching change after three ball games. So was something circulating since week one that just became too much to bear for them to make that change? But I can tell you this much. If you make that change, now we better see some extraordinary play coming from the wide receivers. Right. You better see some outstanding play come from the wide receivers. Because I felt like a year ago, Drake London played the best football of his life. Mm. He really showcased his potential. Darnell Mooney played well. So what happened between last year and current date that made that coaching move become a reality?
Bryant McFadden joining us, guys, talking all things NFL. We'll just stay in Falcons here for a second more, and then we'll talk about the rest of the league. You have still a lot of faith in Michael Penix, or do you think this was something more? Some people said they thought he might have been injured last week, and that's why he didn't play as well, because he did take a lot of hits. He wasn't sacked a lot. I still have a lot of confidence. Where are you at with Penix? Because we've seen quarterbacks have bad games in this league, and it doesn't define them.
Well, I'm right there with you. My faith in Michael Penix as a legit starting quarterback hasn't changed at all. We gotta understand something. This past Sunday against Carolina was his sixth professional start.
Right.
His sixth, not even halfway through a season. His sixth start, and for the very first time in those five previous starts, he had issues. He finally got a taste of hitting the wall. And that happens. That happens, right? We've seen that throughout quarterback play in terms of young quarterbacks finally seeing that the NFL world is serious. So, no, I still believe he is a legit guy for Atlanta, and that's just the nature of the life for young quarterbacks in the National Football League. Everything went wrong. The play calling was bad. Clock management was bad. The one thing they were doing well, they just didn't have the patience to continue to do, which was run the football. Like, you should never have a four-quarter ball game where your starting running back, who's one of the more athletic, skillful guys at that position, only 13 carries. That doesn't make any sense. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So everything went wrong. Defense couldn't get any stops. Everything was bad, and I'm not going to sit here and say because of how bad the entire team looked that Michael Penix might not be the guy. No, he's still a guy in my opinion.
Talking about the Falcons, guys, with the Bryant McFadden moving it around. Big game for the Steelers. I know they lost the game. They've they've looked like a team which, you know, it's a work in progress. I mean, what do you make of Aaron Rodgers where the Steelers are right now as they take on a Vikings team which, looking like deader than Dillinger, bounced back off the mat and crushed the Bengals last week?
I mean, honestly, the three-game stretch before the season started, I felt like Pittsburgh should be 3-0 going into this Minnesota Vikings game. But a surprising loss last week to Seattle. And bouncing back this previous weekend was huge. Now they're 2-1, but they're playing against a backup quarterback. But it's not a regular backup quarterback. Carson Wentz has an abundance of experience, but you should still find a way to exploit some matches in your favor. I'm more concerned with Pittsburgh offensively because you guys have seen the blender that Brian Flores has put opposing quarterbacks in when he faced off against them. And the offensive line has already been a bit shaky in terms of pass pro for Aaron Rodgers, but can they protect Aaron Rodgers when they're going to see so many exotic disguises coming from the blitz concepts with Brian Flores where they can be successful?
Bryant, the Lions beat the snot out of the Bears, and it was sort of expected. I did not expect them to do what they did to the Ravens. Are we underestimating how good this team is despite not having Ben Johnson call the plays anymore?
I don't think it's a matter of underestimating. I think it's a matter of not knowing what they would look like without Ben Johnson, not knowing what they would look like without Aaron Glenn. Those two coordinators was with Detroit, I mean, the last two, three-plus seasons where they were outstanding. So sometimes there always is a little drop-off, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was my mindset. It wasn't a matter of can it be competitive, can it be a playoff-caliber team. I just didn't know what they would look like without those coordinators. Well, what we saw Monday night was they got it. Johnny Morton find his groove. Shep at the D.C. Coordinator position found his groove. And the way they dominated the Baltimore Ravens, it feels like, man, and I said this Monday night, watching them play the last 2 weeks, it felt like the loss against Green Bay happened 8 months ago.
Right.
Because they're a totally different team right now, and they showed all of us, man, it wasn't about the coordinators that paved the success for them over the last few seasons. It's about the head coach in charge and the coach that he's created.
Got a big matchup, Brian McFadden, guys. He'll be over there in Ireland. Boy, oh, boy, man, you're going to pack a case of IC Light? I don't know about that, but they may be out of whiskey by the time the Steelers fans leave that town. Other big games from the weekend, Green Bay and Dallas. Micah Parsons returns to Big D. What a smack in the face. Maybe a reality check for Green Bay, how the Browns came back on them on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, the homecoming for Micah Parsons, and he's going to be highly motivated because, to your point, they got smacked in the face by the Cleveland Browns. And with no C.D. Lamb, you know, I don't give the Dallas Cowboys a fighting chance. You look at how bad their defense has been in the last 2 weeks. It's almost like their defense is homecoming. So if you're Jordan Love, get ready for your homecoming parade. You should put outstanding numbers against the Dallas Cowboys because Russell Wilson did it. Caleb Williams did it. You're up next. So, and for Dallas, you're getting a highly motivated, pissed off Green Bay Packers team. Losing in the fashion in which they lost to the Cleveland Browns. So it should be an entertaining game for Green Bay, not so entertaining for the Cowboys.
3-0 teams. Eagles, Bucks. That's a big one on Sunday, 1 o'clock. All right, Eagles, emotional win, walk-off field goal block. This is where they take a step back, right? On the road against the Bucks.
I mean, in the last five games, man, Tampa, they're 4-1 against Philly. Oddly enough, 4-1. But Tampa, they're dealing with a lot of injuries. The offensive line has already been much maligned. Then you lose Mike Evans. You probably won't have Chris Godwin back. It puts a lot of pressure on Baker Mayfield, who's been shaking and baking the entire season. But this could really be a difficult task for Tampa because they're shorthanded. And I'm saying that by default. You guys know how it is. When you have a injury, it's already tough. But multiple injuries, especially multiple guys on the offensive line, I think this is the opportunity for a Philly in regular season play to get their lick back because they've lost the last few times against Tampa. In these moments, I think this is the opportunity to get their lick back.
Talk about man, Brian McFadden, guys, bouncing around the league. The teams that we consider like the elites, you know, you look at like the Tampa Bay Bucks in our division.
Yes.
I mean, it's coaching. It's, you know, they've gone through multiple offensive coordinators for Baker Mayfield. They just keep on trucking. They seem like they've got some nice pieces. The game with Philadelphia, that's it. And by the way, who's out for Philly?
Nolan
Smith is out for Philadelphia. The Eagles just find ways to win, just like the Bucks. It's kind of an early, kind of has like almost like an early pretense or a preview of the playoffs.
Yes.
What do you think about the Eagles going down to Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I mean, heck, it was a preview of the playoffs last week for Philly against the Rams.
Right.
You know what I mean? And seeing how that game transpired for four quarters. But, yeah, I'm right there with you, man. When you look at the entire NFC, Philly, I think, is one of the top teams. We just talked about Detroit. But I'd be remiss if I don't mention the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they find ways how to win ball games. That's what good teams do. Good teams find a way to win ball games. Bad teams, they find a way to lose a ball game. And if you think I'm lying, watch football this Sunday. Bad teams will find a way to lose a ball game. And with Tampa, the maturation process with Baker Mayfield has been a thing to watch, guys. Baker is a dog.
Baker is
a competitor. He competes. And if you don't have a dog in the race when you watch Tampa play, Baker is a guy you just root for because he fights. He's a gritty, grimy quarterback, and he is a team player. So for Philly, what we saw in the second half in terms of the passing game, will that travel for four quarters in Tampa? Because before the second half against the Rams, that passing game was pedestrian-like, to say the least. But something clicked where A.J. Brown started making plays, started getting his receptions. Smitty started making plays. So let's see, can that travel for four quarters? Because before that second half against the Rams, the talk of the town was the inability for them to throw the football.
B, Mike has told me this week, I want to know if you agree before we let you go. And, brother, enjoy your trip over to Dublin. Can't wait to hear when you get back your experience over there, and hopefully we get a good game with the Steelers over there. Do you think this is a trap game for Florida State this weekend?
No question. No question.
Why?
I said this in July. Regardless what happens against Bama week one, the most important game would be Virginia. And the reason why I said that was if you win, if you lose against Bama, if let's say hypothetically they lost, well, you were supposed to lose against Alabama, right? but right. you're supposed to beat the next two teams. If you beat Bama, now it puts more pressure on showing up the next few weeks. But then when you look at Virginia, it's the first ACC game. It's the first road game. It's on a weird night where weird things always happen. Yes. Friday night football, college football, Thursday night football, it'd be some weird stuff happening. And you right. play Miami the following week.
Look ahead.
Exactly. Exactly. And you cannot look ahead because quiet is kept. Virginia, they're a feisty team with a quarterback that has a mentality like Baker Mayfield. He's a scrappy guy. He's a mobile guy. He buys time. And this is like their home. This is their Super Bowl
right.
for Virginia. This is probably that one rare time where they're on a national stage where nobody else is playing but them. And they're trying to repeat some type of history and wearing their 1995 throwbacks.
Right.
So, yes. Yes, this is a trap game, and I felt like when you look at the schedule, having Alabama, I can't remember the second team. It was such a bad team. But then Kent State and Virginia.
Texas A&M Eastern. Yeah.
Texas A&M yeah. Eastern. I don't even know where they're at in Texas, but they're in Texas. Shouts out to them, by the way.
I don't even think they're in Texas.
Exactly. But Kent State and Texas A&M Eastern, you're supposed to do what you did against them. Now what can you do with you being on the road against an ACC opponent, knowing you got Miami coming down the pipe in the following week? So I'm right there with you, Mike.
Right.
Paul, it's going to be a good game. But we're going to see what type of team we have. Mm. These are the type of ball games where people say they are a trap game, weird stuff happens, where good teams find a way to win.
Right.
And they do so with style.
And this is a trap game because it has been a trap game for Florida State for all the reasons Bryant laid out.
Great stuff, man. B, enjoy your trip. Thank you so much. And, man, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for having me.
He is on his way to Dublin this week. And, by the way, as we mentioned, first international game in the NFL. We got a ton of them this year, including our Falcons heading over. But it's Vikings-Steelers early Sunday morning around 9:30.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a blast. Probably going to rain all day, but it's going to be a lot of fun over in Dublin. Well, we had a ball. Georgia Tech fans had so much fun. And, obviously, a big fun ride home, Carl, after a week of golf at some of the elite golf courses around Ireland.
We're going to tell you where we're going to be on Friday, and we're coming back. What did Micah Parsons say about Dak Prescott? Stay right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.